Welcome to the broadcast of Brooklyn Baptist Church, where the senior pastor is the Reverend Dr. Charles B. Jackson, Sr. Brooklyn has two locations, one church. For more information about all the services of Brooklyn Baptist Church, please visit us on the web at brooklynbaptist.org. That's BROOKLANDBAPTIST.ORG. As we prepare for the word today, please reference number 123120. 123120, I Made It, our watch night service. We bring this to you from the book of Psalms 124, verse number 1. We now join the services of the Brooklyn Watch Night service already in progress. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
I made it. Let's look at that, if you don't mind. For immediately following the preaching of the word, we're going on our knees in prayer. And we're going to pray to God as the elders of yesterday, the saints of yesterday, were doing. Praying the old year out and welcoming in prayer the new year that is before us. Psalm 124 and 1, a very familiar passage of the Lord's word. I pray that the Lord has given it to us in such a way that you will be blessed on this watch night evening. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. I want to try to preach from the subject for the next 15 to 17 minutes. I made it. I made it. This very difficult, dangerous, and deadly year of 2020 is coming to an end. Praise his holy name. And guess what? We made it. It has not been easy. It has not been pretty. In fact, it has been rather ugly, painful. It has been rather heartbreaking, mind-baffling, and will-testing. But thanks to God, we made it. Never have we seen a time in our lives when there were so many questions with so very little or no satisfying answers. Never in my lifetime have I seen so many uncertainties from one day to the next day to the next day. Yet we made it. We made it through. We made it over. By God's grace and God's mercy. I need you to be honest with me right now, if you don't mind. Can you be honest with me and admit that during this very difficult year, you found yourself in some lonely places? Perhaps not this year, but maybe the year before you may know something about lonely places, or some year prior to 2019, you found yourself in a lonely place, or you found yourself in a hostile kind of situation. Let me qualify perhaps what a lonely place is. When that which you have put your faith and your confidence, you're relying, you're counting, and you're depending on him or it. When it is no more, you can find yourself in a lonely place. When that which you may have found yourself at some point struggling against seemingly insurmountable odds, and you had put confidence in something or someone, And you invested in that person, investing in that thing, yet there seemed to have been no return on your investment, you can very easily find yourself in a lonely place. When that which gives meaning and importance to life on planet level is lost, you can very easily find yourself in a lonely place. When you have cried and you've cried and you kept on crying and then you stopped crying and you said, I'm not going to cry anymore. And you stopped for a while, Reverend Richard Johnson, but then after a while, all of a sudden the tears began to form in your eyes again. You can find yourself in a lonely place. In marriages with husbands and wives, when the love seems to have died and all the communication has been shut down and shut off, you can find yourself in a lonely place. When a relationship turns south, love has died and trust has been buried, you can easily find yourself in a lonely place. Parents who have brought their child into this world, that child becomes disrespectful and disobedient and disruptive. The rebellion of that child begins to pull on the string of your heart, and you find yourself sometimes in the wee hours of the night wondering, why, God, where did I go wrong? What did I do that I should not have done? Or what should I have done that I should have been doing? When you find yourself like that, it can be a lonely place for you. Your finances are under attack. Mortgage no due because you've been laid off from your job. Bills are yet high. The unemployment check has run out. Don't know how you're going to pay your bills because your income has gone down and your bills have remained the same. You can find yourself in a lonely place. Chronic illness. Doctor gives you an unfavorable report saying that your numbers don't look good. Death comes in and takes away one of your loved ones, one of your dear family members close to your heart. It can put you in a lonely place. Every one of us in here has been at a lonely place. Those of listening to me now have found yourself at some point in a lonely place. And if you have never been in a lonely place, just keep on getting up. There will come a time when you find yourself in a lonely place. There will come a time when you find yourself facing hostile situations. But I got good news. If you have been in a lonely place during this COVID-19 pandemic year of 2020, the good news of Watch Night Services 2020 is I'm still here. Yeah! I may have been in a lonely place. Yes, I may be in a lonely place, but I'm still here. Look at our text rather quickly, if you don't mind. David was in a lonely place. David encountered some hostile situation. David knew what it meant to be alone, to feel alone, to be by himself in a lonely place. The truth of the matter is, when he fought against the giant Goliath, he was really in a lonely place. When he escaped the wrath of King Saul, who sought to execute him because the people began to celebrate him more than they celebrated the king. And as he found himself hiding in one cave to another cave, he was really in a lonely place. David had a son by the name of Absalom and a daughter by the name of Tamar. Then he had another son from another wife by the name of Amnon. Amnon fell in love with his half-sister Tamar and subsequently raped Tamar. When Absalom found out that his sister had been raped by his half-brother Amnon, Absalom got mad with Amnon. And he plotted and he schemed, and eventually he took Amnon's life. David was in a lonely place when he had to grieve the death of his son Amnon and at the same time try to find room to forgive his son Absalom. David knows something about a lonely place. That same Absalom rose up against him one day, drove him away from his throne in Jerusalem, and he found himself hiding in the woods. He had a friend by the name of Ahithophel, a BFF, if you will, a counselor and a confidant. And Ahithophel forsook David, betrayed David, and lined up with his son Absalom and rose up again. David knew something about a lonely place. So here in this 124th Psalm, he gives testimony of his experience in a lonely place. He says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. David wanted everybody to know that there is no doubt about it. He wanted everybody to know by whom and through whom he made it, how he got to where he was. So he testifies in 124, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Now, before you look at 124 and 1, you might want to take note of how David got to 124 and 1 by backing up four Psalms. Because in Psalm 120, you will note that David and others were preparing for their journey to the temple. Glory, hallelujah. In Psalm 121, they are beginning their journey to the temple. In Psalm 122, they are anticipating their arrival at the temple, because the temple was now but a short distance away. And then in Psalm 123, glory, hallelujah, they have arrived at the temple, and they're entering into the temple. And as they entered into the temple, the testimony of David was, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side. Now, my beloved Lord Jesus Christ, note, if you will, David knew something about lonely places. But guess what? He was able to make his way into the temple to worship and praise our awesome God. To add insult to injury, if you will, one of the greater challenges that we as God's people are having is that when we find ourselves in lonely places, when we find ourselves with painful predicaments, when we find ourselves in stressful situations, this year, 2020, we have not been able to go to church. We've not been able to enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. We've not been able to congregate with the saints to hear the songs of Zion and to worship together in fellowship. We've been devoid of that opportunity. But David, upon having been in a lonely place, having had some hostile situations, he's in the temple. And he says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on. Tell me about it, David. Tell me about it, David. You made it. You wanted us to know that you made it because God was on your side. Listen to what David says. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. And take note at that comma there, because it then says, now may Israel say. That was David's way of saying, all right, can I get a witness? He says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, can I get a witness? I want to say to you what David said to the worshipers in the temple. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, can I get a witness? David said, I made it. We have made it to the end of 2020. But I would have you to know that there are going to be some difficult days ahead. So I'm trying to say to everybody, don't let down your guards. You hold on to your faith. Tell me, David, you said you made it. Tell me how you made it. How must we make it? David said, first of all, if you're going to make it, get yourself a song. You need to sing a song. Sing a song. You want a song to sing. Look at before verse 1, it says, a song of degrees of David. David wanted us to know that when you're going through some stuff, you need a song to sing. Are you praying with me here? Can I get a witness? And David, you need a song to sing. And I'm not talking about a song by Luther Vandross. I'm not talking about anything by Michael Jackson or Prince. And you next generation worshipers out there, you can sing No Guidance by Chris Brown all you want to. You can sing Confessions by Usher if you want to. You can sing, come on, Beyonce, sing for us Formation. But they ain't going to deal with you when you're in the ditch of distress and when you're in the trench of trouble. You need a song that can touch the soul. Oh, I don't have time to deal with it like a one. You need a song that can connect you with the supernatural. You need a song that connects you with him who is the God of all gods. You need a song. I can't go through it. I want to tell you what the middle passage song was. It was, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I'm weak, but thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful hands. During the post-Reconstruction era, Dr. Chris Levy Johnson, they sang, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. During the civil rights movement, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. Down in my heart, I believe we shall know. You need a song. What's your song? What's your song today? Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart get heavy, long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion? My constant friend is he. His eye is on the star. I know he's watching over me. I got a song. Do you have a song? God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery. So he promised to keep me, never to leave me. He's never come short of his word. I got a song to sing. You need a song to sing. Not only do you need a song to sing, but you need to hide God's word in your heart. Hide God's word in your heart. Verse 6 says, blessed is the Lord who has not given us over to our enemies. In other words, God kept his word. God honored his word. God told us, if you be my people, I'll be your God. I'll lead you by a pillar of cloud in the day hours and a pillar of fire during the night hours. When you get hungry, I'll feed you with manna from on high. If you get thirsty, I'll burst open rocks, and rocks will have water to come bubbling forth. God's word. You need to know God's word. Psalm 119:11 said, thy word have I hid in my heart. You need to hide God's word in your heart. In other words, you need to memorize some scriptures. How many scriptures have you memorized? Everybody ought to memorize at least 3 to 5 scriptures. You don't have to go to the Bible and try to find what this verse is saying and find the verse. You don't have to take out your cell phone and try to Google it and find out what the verse says. You need some verses that are hidden in your heart. And when you're in a lonely place, you can say, God, you say in 2 Corinthians 12:9, your grace is sufficient for me. You can say, God, you say in Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. God, you said in Philippians 4:19, you're going to supply all of my needs according to my riches. And God, you said in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. God, you said. I got to close. All right, if you're going to make it continually, you got to have a song to sing. You got to hide God's word in your heart. And you got to call on the name of the Lord. Good God. Let me say something. Regardless of what your situation may look like, if it were not fatal, that means it was not final. Which means it can still be fruitful. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In other words, if it were not fatal and if it were not final, God has a plan for your life. God has kept you for the purpose. Glory, hallelujah. All you got to do is know his name. May I ask you, do you know his name? I got to close. Do you know his name? All you got to do is call on his name. For verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord. And so when you're in a lonely place, in a hostile situation, David said, just call on his name. His name is Jehovah Elohim, the Lord, our creator. His name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. His name is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. His name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. His name is Jehovah Raha, the Lord, our shepherd. His name is Jehovah Elion, the Lord, our most high God. His name is Jehovah Adonai, the Lord, sovereign. His name is Jehovah Elohe, the Lord, my God, my God, my God. I know his name. my soul to shame, nor let my soul be lost. His name is all my trust. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is his name. Jesus, Mary's baby. Jesus, the immaculate Lamb of God. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, 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 Jesus is his name. And there's something about his name. David says, call on the name of the Lord and help is on the way. Sing your song. Hide God's word in your heart. Call on his name. I'm going to finish this on Sunday. But Sunday, I'm going to try to talk about from pain to power. We'll finish it on Sunday. It's time now to go down on our knees in prayer. Time to go down on our knees in prayer. Wherever you are, you in the sanctuary, just walk out from under the pews. If you can't get in between the pews, I tried to. It's going to be difficult. But just come on to the pew. Come on to the pew and kneel down with me. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray this all year out. Pray this new year in. I want to make sure that before 12 noon hits, we're on our knees. On our knees. On our knees. It's 11:59. We're on our knees. Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you for this watch night hour. Thank you for the reminder that Pastor Chris Levy Johnson served upon us on the meaning and the purpose of watch night and what it has meant to us as a people of the faith. We thank you, God, that you deposited in my spirit to have Brooklyn to return on this very unusual year to have watch night services so that we could go down on our knees so that when 12 midnight gets here, 12 midnight would find us down on our knees calling on the name of the Lord. We've had a difficult year, and we pray for those persons, dear God, who have lost loved ones in the midst of this deadly COVID-19 disease. We want to thank you, God, that even though they lost persons and have an emptiness and a feeling of unfulfillment, I thank you, God, that they're holding on to the joy that they have in who you are. And I pray, God, that your joy will give them strength. Thank you for enabling us and empowering us to make it to the end of 2020. And now that the clock has struck 12 midnight, we want to say thank you, Lord. 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 You've been so good. You've done so much. You mean so much. Thank you, God. In spite of it all, you let us make it to the end of the year. We've had some tough days and some difficult times, but we made it. Glory be unto God. And now, Lord, we have expectations in 2021, a promised land blessings. We made it through the lonely places of the wilderness experience. And now, Lord, we expect promised land blessings. In the name of Jesus, we raise our hand to receive what you have for us, God. We know that blessings are on the way. We know that an overflow is coming, God, to the tried and the true, to those of faith and faithfulness. We receive, God, what you have for us. And right now, God, right now, God, even though we're still battling with this virus, even though we're still battling with racial conflict, strife, discord, division, and dissension, even though we're still battling with this, that, and the other, we want to stop right now and shout before the battle is over. Shout before the battle is over. Praise you for what you're getting ready to do. Praise you for what's around the corner. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, God, for what you're going to do. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together. Wherever you are, put your hands together. Wherever you are. Brother CJ, you got anything to close out with? Anything you want to close with? Glory, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will try to finish this sermon Sunday morning. From pain to power. We'll try to finish this Sunday morning. We had to rush through it because I wanted 12 midnight to find us either on our knees or bowed in our, with our heads or humbled in our spirits. We wanted 2021 to come here with God's people praying like the saints of yesterday. God's people praying. If there's anybody been convicted by this word and want to give your life to Jesus Christ, want to turn things around, you tune in Sunday. You tune in Sunday. You tune in Sunday. You tune in Sunday. Join the church. Go somewhere. Do something. David had been in some lonely places, encountered some hostile situations. But from Psalm 120 to 124, he ends up at the temple and he says, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side. And then he says, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If you are a witness to the transforming grace and redemptive power of the blood of Jesus Christ, tell somebody. And if you want to come to know him, want to come to know him, you join a Sunday. But Warren Gatson, that's really, and I didn't have time to deal with it, but our elders in chattel slavery, they had a song. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody but Jesus and me. In their loneliness, they had a song. In their loneliness, if you do nothing else, get you a song. If you do nothing else, hide his word in your, memorize a couple of verses. So whenever you are where you are, you can just say, God, you said in Psalm 23 and 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God, you said. And don't get the Bible out and try to read it. God, you said in Psalm 37 and 1, fret not thyself. No, you don't do the Bible. Hide some words in your heart. So when you encounter the lonely places and the hostile situations, you can say, God, you said. God, you said. Our help is in the name of the Lord. God bless you.
This concludes the broadcast of Brooklyn Baptist Church. In order to obtain a copy of this service in its entirety, please reference number 123120. 123120. I made it. Watch night service. You can have this in your library. Just give us a call, 803-796-6103. 803-796-6103. Or go online to brooklynbaptist.org and you can order it there as well. You can also continue to join us each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. and we will continue to share the word with you. And you can again hear it right here on Brooklyn's radio broadcast each and every Sunday. We thank you for all your support. We pray that you have a prosperous and wonderful year.